Well, this is absolutely fantastic. It's my first audio boost since the 1st of July. I'm almost as regular with this as I was with the podcast, which this was supposed to be replacing. I'm going to post up after this boo, which I still hate, saying the audio version of a story I wrote for Jim Bronier's 12 Days of Christmas Writing Meme. I selected Five Golden Rings as my prompt and wrote a story called Five Rings. It's kind of a pastiche slash tribute to M.R. James, H.P. Lovecraft, Edgar Allan Poe, and writers of that ilk. The kind of a very dark, horrific story, but also, you know, Christmassy. Yay, since it's almost Christmas, and for me and for a lot of people in Britain, Christmas is all about horror and terror and ghost stories and generally despicable, disgusting, horrible deeds. You only need to look at things like Christmas Carol or indeed M.R. James's work to see that, and the popularity of adaptations of James's work on British television over Christmas. It's actually a truncated version of the story that I wrote because I realised that a 1,000 word story really can't be read and performed in under 5 minutes without rushing it and making it sound awful. It's a little bit rushed. I've cut out some of the pauses that you might expect from natural cadence. And that took it down to about 5.5 minutes. In the end, I had to actually start trimming off words from it, which in some respects actually kind of shows you that the writing was a little flabby and may have benefited from getting trimmed before I submitted it. Or alternatively, you know, the story's absolutely fantastic and the spoken version's crap. And you should go read the written version instead, because it sucks without the bits that I cut out. So I'll put a comment on the boo and give the URL of the site for the 12 Days 2010. And then I'll post the boo of the story after this one. And maybe in the new year I'll actually start doing this a little bit more regularly. The reason I haven't been recording any of these since July is I got a new Android phone and there was an Audioboo app for it, and everyone I knew was using iPhones, and the app for the iPhone, they said it was fantastic, and the Android version didn't work at all. And I've been waiting for months for a new version of the Android app to come out, and it's out now and it works and the audio's okay, but I actually find it difficult to talk into the phone and record these, so I've actually had to get out the podcast equipment so that I can set it up, record it, edit it, which I really had to do for the story, despite the fact that the podcast equipment has this horrible crackle going on in the background because I desperately need a new computer. I'm going to sign off now and wish you all a very Merry Christmas, and I hope you enjoy the story. I promised it on Twitter, and at the risk of public humiliation, managed to motivate myself into recording it. Now I just have to write a new Long Watch Christmas story, because I also promised that on Twitter. I recorded a half-hour podcast for Christmas 2007 with voices and music and sound effects, and the story that I'm meant to be writing now, the quote-unquote brand new one, was actually meant to be recorded for December 2008, and I didn't write it, and then December 2009, and I didn't write it, and some of it's written already, and has been for the past over two years now. So maybe, you know, I've got a couple of days left, I'll get it done just in time for Christmas. We'll see. Anyway, enjoy Five Rings, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I will speak to you in the new year.